Live from the top of the Empire State Building. Get ready for the everyday entrepreneur experience. Sit back and crank up the volume. You're now listening to the Pest Equity Podcast.
Welcome all and welcome back to another great episode of Pest Equity Business Podcast. I'm your host, Vinny E. On today's episode, I want to dive into cold calling and answer a question that was sent in. This is going to be a two-part cold calling sales series. And the next part's going to entail making successful business cold calls. So the question at hand was, dear Pest Equity, does cold calling make your sales team prospecting more effective? Cold calling, we get it. Not always the most fun. Now that said, despite all talks to the contrary, it can still prove to be fruitful. And for many sales reps, it remains an important source of new leads. So yes, not something you might love, but there are opportunities to make it better for both you and your prospects. So you might be saying right now, how do you do that? Well, on this episode, I'm going to offer up a proven outline for successful cold calling that can cut down on the pain and boost your efficiency. So let's begin. The first thing, get in the right mindset by facing and countering your fears. Even the most experienced sales rep can feel hesitation or anxiety about picking up the phone. It's a human thing. Fear of rejection, of making a mistake, or saying the wrong thing. I approach these fears with prospects' rejections, with rebuttals that flip the script. The worst thing that could happen is they hang up. It's not like they're going to come to my office and scream at me. As for the fear of making a mistake, I advise getting over the need for perfection. No one is going to have a perfect message every single time. You can't break prospecting. You can only create on top of it. In other words, mistakes and rejection are inevitable, but they're not the end of the world. On to step two of my outline. Set goals to stay motivated. When asked how I keep motivated to make cold calls, I always say set aggressive goals for yourself and write them down. Plus, I like to share them with my managers and team as well. This approach has two big benefits. It gives you external accountability and invites your leadership team to help you meet those goals. So don't just set aside time to cold call. Make a goal and write it down. Perhaps 30 calls in an hour, or call until you set at least 2 meetings. On to step 3. Do the right amount of research to warm calls up. There's no reason your cold calls have to be ice cold. It's easy to warm them up with a little research. I recommend that high volume callers should group their outreach by persona or role, and research the role. For reps with fewer calls to make, still suggest not going overboard on research. Don't spend too much time. If you spend an hour on research and they don't pick up, you wasted an hour. Think about research in terms of 5 key facts. Write down 5 talking points about each person before you call. To gather these 5 facts, I always suggest LinkedIn profile, company LinkedIn profile page, website, career page, company mission statement, newsroom or press releases, product updates, case studies, testimonials. All of the above can give you some quick intel to establish rapport. Number 4, nail the first 5 seconds with the pattern disruptor. The first 5 seconds will determine whether you win or lose the call. It's facts. Those first few seconds are key for setting the tone and getting into conversation. My standard opener is respectful, but also mysterious enough to pique the prospect's interest. I say, "Thank you for taking my call. Do you have a few moments to chat?" What I don't say in those first 5 seconds is his name, job title, or reason for calling. Without that crucial information, it prompts the person you're calling to ask who you are and what the call's about. From there, you can direct the conversation. The bigger point, you want to pattern disrupt in the first 5 seconds, meaning disrupting the normal patterns people are used to when picking up a cold call. For myself, it's a dash of mystery. Do what works best for you. Number 5, after an intro, lead with a value, prop, and a question. After those crucial opening 5 seconds, go straight to business, specifically what value you can offer the prospect. Your goal is to provide them a value and a leading question that gets the person to think. This part of the call might take the format of, "I'm helping X companies do Y with their Z. What are you doing right now for Z?" The important part is to make it more than a yes or no question. It should prompt a response that will give you more information to build the relationship with. Number 6, pause to process, even briefly, for better conversations. When you're on your 20th call of the day, it's easy to rush through the conversation. I suggest a quick and easy fix. When someone is talking with you, a prospect, client, it doesn't really matter. Take 1 to 3 seconds to process what they're saying. I found I pay attention way more in my conversations because I was taking those 3 seconds to process. Buyers would really appreciate this. When surveyed, they said the quality they most want in business-to-business salesperson is one who actively listens well. On to number 7. Always close with a meeting request. Here's a simple template to follow. Generally, the goal for a cold call is to book a meeting to discuss solutions in more detail. My template for a close starts with, "Sounds like there's mutual benefit here for both of us. Would you be open to having a conversation about it next week?" Then, I strongly recommend proposing a few available times and getting agreement before hanging up the call. My secret weapon is to send the calendar invite while he's still on the phone. If I can get you to accept the calendar invite while we're still talking, the odds of you showing up are much higher. The point? Cold calling can be tough, and it is a numbers game. But by warming each call up with some research and having a clear process, you will get more results out of it. It just comes down to putting in the work. So you might be looking for other channels. Try prospecting on LinkedIn too. Cold calling is one way to prospect, although I will recommend another as well, which I've gotten a lot of value from, is LinkedIn. I do a lot of prospecting on LinkedIn right now. I can get faster responses on LinkedIn than any other channels. The key to prospecting on LinkedIn, spending time building out your brand on the platform, building a network, and then reaching out with tailored messages to each prospect. My sales team spend a lot of time on LinkedIn, building up connections, having conversations with people, and sending personal messages. Make sure you're giving more value than just right hooking people with a sales pitch. Well, I hope this answers your question. Look forward to putting out part 2 of the cold calling sales series. I want to thank everyone for following us over on Instagram, sharing the page. Don't forget, go over to YouTube and subscribe. We really appreciate that. We're growing our channel, and we will see you guys all on the next episode. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to another great episode of the Pest Equity Podcast. Be sure to share, like, and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram at Pest Equity Podcast and join the Facebook group. Have a question or topic for the show? Shoot us an email at pestequitypodcast@gmail.com.